الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع هديه إلى يوم الدين.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The Sheikh started with his opening dua. We stopped in Al-Aqidah al-Wasifiyah book for Sheikh Imam Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله
إلى صفحة 65 في الطبعة التي معنا.
The Sheikh is talking about where he stopped last time at page 24 regarding the verses that discuss the
الكمال وعلى تسميه سبحانه وتعالى بالأسماء الحسنى آيات الأسماء والصفات. فأورد شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله عددا كبيرا من آيات الأسماء والصفات للدلالة على كل صفة.
The Sheikh throughout the book have used several verses to convey the meaning of the attributes and the names of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
تدل على إثبات معية الله سبحانه وتعالى بخلقه. آيات المعية وهي من صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى. فذكر عدة آيات. قال وقوله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلد في الأرض وما يخرج منها.
The attributes is today for the above the throne. And the verses that are used to prove that he is above the throne.
والله بما تعملون بصير. ما يكون من قال وقوله ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معه.
The verses the Sheikh started today with are: Have you not considered that Allah knows what is in the heavens and what's in the what is in the heavens and what's in the on the earth? There is no private conversation there, but that He is fourth of them. Nor are there five, but that He is the sixth of them. And no less than that, and no more except that He is within in knowledge. Wherever they are, then He will inform them of what they did on the day of resurrection. Indeed, Allah is of all things known. And here the attributes Allah is talking about is the
concomitants
or being with others.
And
in Surah At-Tawbah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah in Ayah 40, do not grieve, indeed Allah is with us. Another Ayah in Surah At-Taha, Ayah 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah said, fear not, indeed I am with you both. I hear and I see. In another surah An-Nahl, Ayah 128, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Allah is with those who fear Him and those who are doers of good.
أن الله سبحانه وتعالى
also,
مع خلقه يعني معهم بعلمه.
In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, and be patient, indeed Allah is with the patient.
ما يقولون يرى ما يفعلون.
In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, how many a small company has overcome a large company by the permission of Allah, and Allah is with the patient. And this is in Surah Al-Baqarah.
وهذه المعية العامة
now there is the,
تتميز
the word معية. The word معية here means that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is with people, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى in general is with people who are Muslims, righteous people and kuffar, and it is not specified for the righteous people or Muslims. And we call it the general معية because Allah سبحانه وتعالى is with all creation, the good and the bad, the evil and the righteous. And this is the other difference between the two ma'iyya, the general ma'iyya and a special ma'iyya. The other difference is when it's mentioned, it's always before it or after it, what indicate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described in it, his attribute of knowledge or seeing would be before or after the word mentioned in the verses. So the verse has to indicate before it or after it the attributes of knowledge or seeing. And this is in al-ma'iyya al-'amma, the general ma'iyya. And the misguided groups, those who said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere, and they have denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the attributes of heightness. Those misguided groups deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes of being above everything, the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere. And they use the verses that discuss Allah's ma'iyya, the general ma'iyya of Allah in his verses, and they use this as evidence. And Ahl al-Sunnah answer these people by saying that when you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere, he could be according to this misguided group everywhere, like, and also places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not be fit in, like bathrooms and the pig's stomachs. So these people have basically opened a gate wide for
وهما ضلالتان من ضلالات المتصوفة ليس كل المتصوفة لكن يعني غلاتهم والعياذ بالله تعالى.
The Sheikh is talking about opening the gate for those other misinterpretation and misguided thoughts regarding the attributes of Allah that
قتل بسببه الحلاج أحد الصوفية قائلين بالحلول كان يقول ما في الجبة إلا الله ولا يزال الله تعالى هو يلبس كان لابس الجبة
that thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything is called حلول, that Allah enters everything, and that متصوف or Sufi Sheikh is to say that nothing in my turban except Allah, and the scholars have made a fatwa of him as a kafir, and he was killed as a punishment for what he used to say. And the Sufi used to call him, or they are still consider him to be a shaheed. Those who claim to or believe in Halul are basically closer to the Christians and the Hindus, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came into the body of Jesus, some of the Rafida or Shi'at believed, or some of the Shi'at group believed, that Allah entered Ali's body. And the other group of the Sufis who believe in the unity of the globe,
وإنما يقولون يعني لا فرق بين الخالق والمخلوق. تعالى الله عن
They say there is no difference between the creator and the creation. He is everything he was created. Allah is the creator and the creation at the same time. والعياذ بالله. So they believe that the whole universe is one unit and that is Allah and everything else is part of Him. He is all this creation and He is part, these are part of Him. The major ones who claim this or believing in this or advocating this, Ibn Arabi is one of Ibn Arabi Ta'i, the one who wrote a book, The Conqueror of Mecca. He has several books. His name is Ibn Arabi Ta'i. Another one called Ibn Sab'in and Al-Afif Al-Tilmisani. These are and we have to distinguish between Ibn Arabi Al-Maliki is an imam, a respected imam, but Ibn Arabi a different one, Ibn Arabi Ta'i is known to be a hypocrite. And Ibn al-Farid also is one of those who believe in the unity of the globe or universe. And he has written, Ibn al-Farid has written poetry on this issue. He says in it, he prays in front of Kaaba as if the Kaaba prays, as if the Kaaba prays to him and he prays to Kaaba. So the servant prays to God and God prays to the servants, and in this, so the Lord is the servant and the servant is the Lord. At the end of their talk is all the religions are the same, and Allah also goes in the statues and in the cows, so everyone worships Him in different ways. There is no difference between the worshipper and the worshipped. So the Sharia and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is some symbolic things, it means nothing. If He is the Lord, and why should He follow any laws or any instruction? And they at the end turn to come to the conclusion of being an atheist. And you find it interesting that people in the West, certain people in the West, find this to be very attractive and match their desires and their ideas. And this aqeedah in particular, you find it leading you to what all the atheists were led to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This all goes back to their misunderstanding of al-ma'iyya and being with Allah's creation in the ayah, in the general term. The Imam of the Salafs, when they describe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in heavens above His throne, they explain that He is above all His creation, to distinguish from anybody to misunderstand and think that He is inside any of His creation. Alone, being above His throne on the top of the seventh heaven. And that was made clear, and when Imam Ahmad used to, when he used to argue with or dialogue with these people, he brought this verse to these people. He used to bring that Surah Al-Mujadala. They used to bring this ayah, there is no private conversation tree, but that he is a force of them. And Imam Ahmad asked him them to read what's behind that, before that, the verses before that, which says, have you not considered that Allah knows what's in the heavens and what's in the heavens and what's on the earth? So it has the knowledge, ilm, Allah knows. And at the end you will find it, it says, indeed Allah is of all things knowing. So the Quran here explains itself. It started with the knowledge of Allah and it ends. So Allah is with them wherever they are, and that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them by His knowledge. And here the conversation means is something, the private conversation, nobody hears. So that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them by the knowledge of what they are saying, by His knowledge. He knows what they are saying. And the ayah here explains that, says that in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of all things knowing.
بعدين يعلم ما يلد في الأرض. شوف هنا برضه الآية أولها إيه، يعلم.
Here in Surah Al-Hadid, for example, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, it is He who created the heavens and earth in 6 days and then established Himself above the throne. He knows what penetration into the earth and what emerges from it and what descends from the heavens and what descends therein. And He is with you wherever you are. So here also, He knows what penetrates into earth, knows, I mean, that was the beginning of the ayah, knowledge, and at the end you will see that, and Allah of what you do is seeing. So all the verses of Ma'iyah that talks about Allah is with you or with those or with that, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the knowledge in the beginning of the ayah, or the seeing, or the hearing. The special ma'iyah, and it is different from the general ma'iyah because it's special, assigned to the Muslims or the mu'mins or the righteous people, the good, the doers. The people of righteousness, that Allah is with those. So it's mentioned only for them. This is what we can call ma'iyya khasa, special ma'iyya. And this is ma'iyyat the victory, meaning he's with them by victory. It's called ma'iyyat the victory ma'iyya, the support, the protection ma'iyya. When we say Allah is with the patient, what does that mean? Allah is with the patient. Allah is with all, everybody, with His knowledge. This is in a general term. Allah is with all the creation, everybody. And then when He says ma'as sabirin, this is a special ma'iyah. He is with those to support them, to give them victory, to give them success and give them support and protection. This is what it means here when the ayah says Allah is with the patient, what we consider ma'iyya, a special ma'iyya. And you'll find all the verses of special ma'iyya. It has praising to a righteous work, because at the end it gives Allah support and protection and victory to those people. So they must deserve that protection and support and victory. So you will find that a good deed was done, or these people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is with, in the special verses معي, you will find always a good, a great work or righteousness. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, indeed Allah is with those who fear Him and those who are doers of good. So He is with them with His victory, with His support, with His protection and care, because they are the good doers. And here in the cave, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 40, do not grieve, indeed Allah is with us. Here, what does that tell us? That Allah is will protect us, will take care of us, and give us ease after hardship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa and Harun, I am with you. I am with you to give you victory and protection to Musa alayhi salam. And these were Sayyidina Musa and Harun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I see and I hear. And these two attributes in here will make it must on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He hears them and see them and what they are trying to do, will give them victory and protection, because they are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned in these verses of Al-Ma'iyya and their meaning, how do we look at the verses of Ma'iyya and the heightness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's above all things, and then He is the seventh heaven and above His throne. Is there any contradiction between these verses and the verses of Ma'iyya? We don't see any contradiction. And as Sheikh Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, three important things to have in consideration to look as there is no contradiction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has collected all of these verses for Himself in the same book. So these verses all are mentioned in the same book, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them in a collection in His book, His own book, which is far from being having contradiction. If human being, you can apply that with a human being. Like if you say that a human being, the Arabs used to say that I walked with the moon, but the moon is above the human being, and yet the person is following, walking with the moon above him, having the companionship of the moon. And the Arabs used to say that. So if the Arabs themselves consider no contradiction between to be above and to have to be with somebody at the same time, it's possible to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if it's not possible for to have both of them in the same with human beings, like being with something and yet being above things, that doesn't mean that it's impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be above all things and yet he is with His creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of being in a high place and yet with His creation. Here in the text of verses of General Ma'iyya, as we mentioned before, we explained before that the Ma'iyya here means him being with somebody with his knowledge and his hearing and seeing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, that means he is with you with his knowledge or with his hearing or with his seeing. Here the question is this an interpretation? Somebody might say that you always object to the people who make interpretations regarding these issues. Now you are saying the same thing, you are making an interpretation that he is with them by ilm, by his ilm. His ilm is with the people, rather than saying he is with them himself. We don't say this an interpretation or ta'wil.
لا يتبادر منها هذا المعنى عند المؤمن إنما المعنى المتبادر منها هو معنى العلم ومعنى السمع.
Because there is no change of the meaning in of what happened once a person hears these verses. From reading the verses, it talks about Allah's knowledge and Allah's ability to see and hear. So a person who will read the verse from the Quran will get to the conclusion that Allah is with people by his ilm, by his knowledge, by his seeing, by his hearing, and it's understood directly as he is with them by his knowledge or his seeing and his hearing. So we don't say that our own, it's not our own interpretation. So even if we are saying that it is our own interpretation, it is a correct interpretation, even if we assume that they are right and we are making an interpretation in here. Because our interpretation is taken from the same text, the same verse itself. We are not using some other sources for the interpretation itself. So we cannot understand it different than what the text itself explaining it from the beginning and the end. The unacceptable interpretation when it contradicts and it clashes with other firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes.
الافتراض الاول هو الصحيح ان نقول ان هذا ليس بتاويل بل المعنى المتبادر الى الذهن هو المعنى الصحيح.
So we're saying here that there is no interpretation here. There is an explanation of a meaning that was expressed in the verses from the beginning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that he is with the people by his knowledge, and it is expressed in the beginning of the verse and at the end of the verse of the verse. Some of the Sunnah scholars made mistake by saying that we will explain the general Ma'iyya verses to explain it as the word says he's with them by himself. So we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us with him by himself, but with no halul, or meaning going inside the body of some something, or uniting with the body of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with. But that was against what the Salaf have understood these verses, and we consider the Salaf's explanation to it. They never said that he is with us by himself, but they said that he is with us by his knowledge and his seeing and his ability to see and hear. And that was their explanation, and it is fit for all time.
أحسنتم. نعم بارك الله فيك. يعني كما ذكر أخونا يعني
saying,
يعني في آلات من صنع الإنسان
الأقمار
الصناعية
machines like a satellite
هي فوقنا ومعنا
there is machines now that contain both attributes at the same time like the satellites made out of by human beings and yet it is very very high in the sky and it is with us all the time so it is not very hard to accomplish. There is no contradiction between Allah being high and above everything and above His throne and being with His creation too.
على ما يليق بكماله سبحانه. نأتي بعد ذلك إلى آيات كريمة فيها إثبات صفة الكلام.
Now we come to the attributes of speech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we'll talk about the verses that mention this. There are several verses from the Quran to prove Allah's attribute of His speech and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with a voice and letters and words and Allah's talk is considered to be statement of talk. And in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 87, Allah says, and who is more truthful than Allah in statement? And in Surah An-Nisa, also 122, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who is more truthful than Allah in statement? And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, He says, and be aware the day when Allah will say, O Jesus, son of Mary. And in Surah Al-An'am, He said, and the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and in justice. And in Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, and Allah spoke to Musa with direct speech. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, He says, among them were those whom Allah spoke to in Surah Al-A'raf and when Musa arrived at our appointed time and his Lord spoke to him and in Surah Maryam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and we called him from the right side of the mount and made him draw near to us for a talk with him and in Surah Al-Shu'ara Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and mention when your Lord called Musa saying go to the wrongdoing people and in Surah Al-A'raf Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and the Lord called to them did I not forbid you from that tree and tell you that Satan is to you a clear enemy. And in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Ayah 62, and warn of the day He will call them and say, where are my partners which you used to claim? And in Surah Al-Qasas also, Ayah 28, I'm sorry, Ayah 65, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and mention the day He will call them and say, what did you answer the messenger? And in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if any of the prophets seeks your protection, then grant him protection so that he may hear the word of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah Al-Baqarah, a party of them used to hear the words of Allah and then distort the Torah after they had understood it while they were knowing. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in through these verses that He spoke through by His voice and by words, by letters. And this talk is words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also we understand and He speak whenever He wanted. And any attributes that regarding Allah's action, we also associate this with Allah's will. And Allah's talk also is heard by ears. So we understood from all these verses these things.
يعني من جهة وصف صفة الإيه الكلام هل هي صفة قديمة
in صفة describing the Allah's talk is it new or old
حادثة نقول الكلام
we say that Allah's talk is
قديم النوع حادث old الآحاد. ما معنى قديم النوع
old
يعني اتصاف الله تعالى
in kind.
لأنه يتكلم إذا شاء هذا هذه صفة قديمة منذ الأزل والله تعالى
we consider this to be an attribute old attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى
هذه حادثة يعني تكلم الله تعالى بها في وقت
and then but the words he spoke he spoke in a specific event in for the future about regarding يوم القيامة Allah Azza wa Jal speaks when he wills to do so if he wants to it's regarding a specific event or situation but Allah's attributes of speak is old so his attributes of speech is old as
مثلها في ذلك مثل بقية صفات الأفعال كالنزول
as
الغضب
in the case of other attributes like
النوع حادثة
like his anger
الله تعالى بأنه ينزل إذا شاء
or descent
هذه صفة قديمة
this is an old attribute since the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed to him is the descending but in a specific descendant that has to do with like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend to heaven at the last part of the night or in Yawm Arafah to answer people or to the first heavens to answer people's prayers but these are events where he uses his attributes in specific situation at the specific time but his attribute itself is old same thing applies to the anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this attribute is an old attribute since the beginning it's one of Allah's old attributes but when he gets angry at something it's regarding one specific incident at specific time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed to do so
وقالوا دليل حدوث آحاد الكلام قول الله تعالى ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث يعني
nothing comes from their
جديد نزوله إليه
whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to them regarding their time
على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأها عليه الآيات الكريمة يتكلم بها رب العالمين
like in the case of سيدنا جبريل عليه السلام he used to جبريل takes it from Allah سبحانه وتعالى hear it from Allah سبحانه وتعالى and then repeats it to the Prophet جبريل عليه السلام used to hear it by his ears from Allah سبحانه وتعالى and then goes to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and reads it to him
الأدلة على ما ذهب إليه السلف الصالح في
no.
صفة الكلام وهو ما
proofs regarding the attributes of speech to believe in the attributes of speech
دلت عليه نصوص كثيرة
there are a lot of the verses as we saw regarding this and the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as the author here have gone throughout the book he mentioned so many verses regarding every attribute and then he will bring the sunnah support for this attributes
من الصفات فإن شاء الله إذا جئنا إلى أدلة السنة لن نعيد يعني ما سبق لكن نمر عليه سريعا إن شاء الله
إن شاء الله when we come to the sunnah support to the attributes we will go through them fast
باتي المعتقد الصحيح في كلام رب العالمين سبحانه وتعالى واتصافه بالكلام كثيرا
So as we saw, there are so many proofs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries the attributes of thought. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah spoke to Musa with direct speech. Here there is emphasis that he has spoke to him direct directly spoke to Moses. Does not need any interpretation of any sort. It is very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly talked to Musa alayhi salam. And it shows us that it is a regular talk that Musa will understand.
تحريف الآية كما ذكرنا من قبل أن بعض المعتزلة
and in the ayah when it says كلمه ربه Allah has spoke to him
موسى تكليما فجعل موسى هو المكلم لله تعالى
and as these misguided groups have made an interpretation to and Allah spoke to Musa with direct speech they changed the meaning of it saying that Allah has been spoken to by Musa and there was of course there were answer to this and it's those who answered the misguided people saying assumed that they were right and said okay even if this is true as you're saying what do you say about the verse in Surah Al-A'raf says and when Musa arrived at our appointed time and his Lord spoke to him and
it
and the Prophet ﷺ says no one of you except that Allah will talk to him directly with no translator in between that was in Sahih al-Bukhari and the Prophet ﷺ also said if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a word if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a word as an order the angels hear hears a great noise as if it was a chain being dragged on hard surface. So the angels understand the angels would hear the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly and will hear a response to the words as a chain movement sound. The people who explained that hadith
قالوا المسموع هو كلام الرب سبحانه وتعالى فليس القصد تشبيه كلام الرب أو صوت الرب سبحانه وتعالى بصوت السلسلة عندما
The explanation of course emphasized that it is not the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sounds like the chain but it is the other way around that the angels listen to the sound after the words as a background it's their own ability to hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming with some sort of a strong sound with it associated with it so it is their own hearing to this but not the word itself sound like that it's their own ability to hear the words of Allah
قالوا هذا ليس معناه تشبيه الرب سبحانه وتعالى بالشمس أو القمر وإنما تشبيه رؤية العبد لربه برؤية العبد للشمس والقمر
when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said you will see Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the day of judgment as you see the sun and the moon that does not mean at all that Allah will look like the sun and the moon but it explains people's ability to see things as they look at the sun and the moon they will be as clear as they see the sun and the moon
كذلك أيضا جاء في الحديث
In the hadith also the Prophet ﷺ said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them with a saying that with a voice everybody will be hearing or able to hear Allah's talk the close to him one and the last or the far and the near will hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's talk the near and the far away
يسمعه
will be able to hear it. If it is not and hear it indicates that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be heard in a clarity for those who are near and those who are far. And also the Prophet ﷺ described the Quran as letters. And he said, whomever read the Quran with a letter by letter will get reward for every letter he reads. I don't mean saying alif lam meem as one letter, but alif was one and lam is one and meem is one. Each one of them is a letter. He gets 10 times the reward for reading it. So those who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attribute to that he speaks, when we ask them what made you deny Allah's attributes of speech, they say that we are trying to purify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such a human need. We say that you have not elevated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying that. You have made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either a jamad, which is a surface that does not have soul, something that does not have soul, like rocks or animals, or you have described Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a dumb human being, he can't speak.
يعني الذي لا يتكلم إما أنه غير قابل للكلام أصلاً أو قابل للكلام ومع ذلك.
So either he is capable of speaking but he doesn't speak, or he is a jamad, something who or animal does not speak. And this is not elevating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is lowering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وصف الله تعالى بما لا يليق.
So they have described him what does not fit him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran also have made fun of the those who worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they cannot speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called the mushrikeen and told them, how do you worship which does not talk to you? When Bani Israel, the children of Israel, were worshipping the calf, the golden calf, he asked them, how could you worship what does not talk to you back? And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam also, when he said in the Quran, how do you these what you claim to be Lord do not talk? And also he has lowered their gods by saying that these gods cannot even return your questions, cannot talk to you back.
فعال أو مفاعلة تقول نادى نداء ومناداة أو نادى نجاء ومناجاة فالنداء أو المناداة هو الكلام بصوت عالم والنجاء أو المناجاة أو الندوة هو الكلام بصوت خفيض فالله سبحانه وتعالى وصف نفسه بالنداء في 9 آيات أنه ينادي قال إيه ويوم يناديهم فيقول ماذا أجبتم المرسلين
Here we come to the attributes of nida, calling people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, and we called him from the right side of the mount and made him grow near to us for talk with him. and mention when your Lord called Musa saying go to the wrongdoing, and also and the Lord called on them, did I not forbid you from the tree and tell you that Satan is to you a clear enemy? And in Surah Al-Qasas also, and warn of the day he will call them and say, there are my partners, which you used to claim.
لكن إذا قيل هذا قول فلان قد يكون قوله هذا قد يكون من إنشائه أو من ابتدائه وقد يكون ناقلا إياه عن غيره. لذلك فإن القرآن الكريم هو قول رب العالمين سبحانه وتعالى
ويوصف القرآن أيضا لأنه قول the Quran is also mentioned as what Allah what Jibril said and what Muhammad said. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran it is the say of a kind messenger which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
القرآن قول رسول كريم قول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أو قول جبريل
Either is Jibreel as a messenger as or Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the what they said is what Allah said. So there is a difference between a speech also and what was said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he talks and what he said also is different.
وتمت كلمة ربك وكلم الله موسى حتى يسمع كلام الله وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله في القرآن كلام الله سبحانه كلمة ربك كلمات الله تعالى تنقسم إلى قسمين كلمات
كلمة الله or Allah's words are different two different has two different kind of words something that regarding الشرع and worldly words the what he tells his messengers and his prophets is the word of الشرع that has to do with what we do and what we're supposed to do and what we're supposed not to do and the words of the worldly words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates with it so the word when he says be and it is these are the worldly words
صدقا في الأخبار وعدلا في الأحكام كلمات الله سبحانه وتعالى تمت صدقا يعني
Allah's words has been proven to be true
أعلى درجات الصدق فهي أصدق القول إذا كانت خبرا وإذا كانت أمرا ونهيا وتشريعا فإنها تكون عدلا تم عدلها يعني هي أعدل ما يكون من الأوامر والشرائع من الدليل على أن كلمات الله سبحانه وتعالى ليست مخلوقة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
that Allah سبحانه وتعالى his word must be created that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said I seek refuge by Allah's words the Prophet would have not have used seeking refuge and help by the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it was creation because you are not supposed to seek help from creation for these misguided people and there are so many different groups the Jahmiya group who said the Quran is created
والله تعالى لا يتكلم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not talk.
وغير الله يعبر عن الله. تعالى الله.
And other things represents Allah. These are the followers of Jahm ibn Safwan who consider Quran to be creation. And they have denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the attributes of talk or speech. المعتزلة, another group said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak psychological talk.
وأما القرآن عند المعتزلة فهو مخلوق.
And the Quran also is a creation that Allah has created it.
كذلك برضو يقولون خلق الله في غيره, يعني يقولون خلق الله تعالى الكلام في يعني مخلوق من مخلوقات الله.
As if it was one of Allah's creation.
الكلام وهو يتكلم بما يريد الله تعالى أن يتكلم.
سبحان الله, they consider that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has created somebody specifically to take Allah's word and speak it out. So he created a creation that takes the words of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and speaks it out.
أو كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى فيراد به أن الله تعالى يخلق هذا الكلام في.
That Allah سبحانه وتعالى creates that speak, speech in somebody something that speaks it out.
فيزعمون يعني أن الله تعالى خلق الكلام في الشجرة التي كلم عندها موسى. فيزعمون أن الكلام صدر عن هذه الشجرة.
They claim that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has created his words inside the tree which he taught to Musa at the time from inside that tree. The talk was created inside the tree and was revealed to Musa then there from the tree.
من الفرق أيضا فرقة الكرامية.
And another group is called الكرامية who said
إن القرآن مخلوق.
Quran is created
على الله
inside himself. That the Quran is a creation that is created inside himself.
نأتي إلى الكلابية والأشاعرة.
الكلابية and أشاعرة.
قالوا القرآن.
They consider the Quran to be two parts.
معنى ولفظ.
Meaning and
معنى قديم.
Vocabulary.
وهو إيه الكلام.
The meaning is old. That this meaning have been established in Allah سبحانه وتعالى ever since. But the words that are used to express the meaning is something new. And Allah's words is not associated with His will or His wish. It's not when He wants to. It's words that are already established in Allah's being.
ثم اختلفوا الأشاعرة اختلفوا في
then they disagreed among themselves regarding
إذن كيف ألفاظ القرآن لأنهم يقولون إن الله تعالى لم يتكلم بصوت وحرف.
So how did these vocabularies or words came out if they have denied Allah's has a voice or speaks.
إذن القرآن الكريم الذي بين يدينا هذه الألفاظ.
So how these words came about to our hands, some of the Asha'ira said, they say that Allah has created it in the old tablet. And Jibreel brings it and reads it, reads from it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of them say that Allah has revealed that to Jibreel and Jibreel have expressed himself in these words. And some of them also said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the meaning to Jibreel and Jibreel have revealed the meaning to Muhammad and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put them in his own words. The scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah have responded to this.
بأنهم في هذه الحالة شابهوا قول من توعده الله بأن يسليه سقر الذي قال هذا إلا قول البشر. هم جعلوا القرآن قول البشر في هذه الحالة عندما جبريل ألهم محمد.
They put themselves in a similarity with those who to fit a surah, an ayah in the Quran which talks about the people of Saqar, Jahannam, or the hellfire of
ثبت فيها سلفنا الصالح رضوان الله عليهم وأنكروا على أهل البدع. فكان هناك محنة المعتزلة وذلك أن يعني بعض خلفاء بني العباس
المعتزلة
والجهمية والمعتزلة
some of the خلفاء of بني العباس العباسي خلافة معتزلة
تقارب جدا في باب الصفات. يعني مذهب الجهمية والمعتزلة تعطيل صفات الله سبحانه. فالجهمية والمعتزلة كانوا يرون
جهمية المعتزلة
أوردنا نفي صفة الكلام
denied the
يعني
attributes of speech to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and these are meanings have been created in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever since and the Quran is and speech is not attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
كان من خلفاء المعتزلة من خلفاء العباسيين المأمون
المأمون والمعتصم believers in المعتزلة. المأمون the first one who realized how misguided the معتزلة in
فرض على علماء المسلمين أن يقولوا القرآن مخلوق وأن ينفوا عن الله تعالى.
المأمون when he believed in المعتزلة he has معتزلة faith he has ordered everybody to believe in the Quran to be creation. So he would punish anybody to say that the Quran was not created. They killed a lot of scholars who rejected the idea of the Quran being created.
مجلس الخليفة أو نوابه ويطلبون منهم أن يقروا بأن القرآن مخلوق فكان يصرحون
they were killed simply after being brought to the خليفة and asked if the Quran is creation and they rejected this idea and this faith and they were killed for that.
مثل ابن أبي فؤاد وغيره وعذب الإمام أحمد رحمه الله وجلد بالسياط
like Imam Ahmad رضي الله عنه was punished and tortured for in المأمون's time and المعتصم
الواثق
to the near the end of time of الواثق خليفة
هو الواثق في آخر أيام قبل وفاته وقيل بل المتوكل
until he was freed at the end of the time of Al-Wathiq or the one after him Al-Mutawakkil. Al-Mutawakkil, the one who came after Al-Wathiq was from Ahl al-Sunnah. He was one of the people who praised and loved Imam Ahmad.
وطلب منه أن يحكم فيهم بما يشاء وكذا فعفى عنه الإمام أحمد.
He even collected all the judges and the scholars who have punished Imam Ahmad and have put him in misery and asked Imam Ahmad to rule on him whichever he wishes and he forgave all of them. And he said, I ask Allah forgiveness for all of them and I don't have any grudge against any of them.
هناك يعني ظهرت أيضا عدة مسائل متعلقة بهذا الباب اللي هي موضوع اللفظ في القرآن الكريم. فكان من حيلة
هي pronouncing the words of the Quran.
أنهم يريدون أن يلبسوا على العوام.
They wanted to misguide the general public, these misguided people, to put confusion between them, to confuse them between whether the book of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created and the papers the papers are also being created and the ink and the pen that you write the Quran with.
والمعتزلة أو الجهمية يقصدون بلفظي بالقرآن يقصدون المتلفظ به والمتلو الذي هو القرآن، لكن إيه يلبسون على الناس حتى الناس إيه لا يستطيع إذا جاءوا ينكرون عليهم يقولون لا تقولوا هذا، فيقولون كيف التلفظ هذا فعل العبد والتلفظ هذا بلسان وحنجرة وأصوات هذه كلها مخلوقات وكذا. الإمام أحمد رحمه الله كان يصد هذا الباب من باب سد الذريعة، فكان يقول الجهمية ثلاثة أصناف، صنف يقولون القرآن
مخلوق،
وصنف يقولون لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق، وصنف يقولون لا نقول مخلوق ولا غير مخلوق، اللي هم الواقفة. فكان يعد جميع هؤلاء من الجهمية، كل من قال لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق فهو جهمي، مثل من يقول القرآن مخلوق، من باب إيه سد الذريعة وحتى لا يتكلم الناس بهذه الكلمات. لكن جاء الإمام البخاري رحمه الله وفصل في هذا الأمر، قال يعني الإمام أحمد رحمه الله عندما قال من قال لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق يقصد بهذا أن من قال لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق وقصد به المتلفظ به أو المتلو الذي هو القرآن فهذا من الاعتزال والتجهم وهذا باطل. لكن من قال من قصد يعني باللفظ التلفظ الذي هو فعل العبد ففعل العبد مخلوق، ففعل العبد مخلوق لا نستطيع أن نقول إيه التلفظ الذي هو فعل العبد إنه ليس بمخلوق، لا فعل العبد مخلوق لأن الله تعالى قال والله خلقكم وما تعملون، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله خالق كل صانع وصنعته، وألف الإمام البخاري كتابه خلق أفعال العباد. طبعا حصلت محنة للإمام البخاري أن بعض معاصريه من علماء السنة وكذا أنكروا عليه وقالوا كيف يفصل يعني في هذا الباب، وعلينا أن نتمسك بما قال الإمام أحمد من قال لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق فهو جهمي وكذا ولا نفصل في هذا الباب. لكن الذي استقر عليه الأمر أن الصواب كان مع الإمام البخاري رحمه الله، وأنه عبارة لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق عبارة مجملة إذا قالها القائل نستفصل منه ونفهم ما المراد، فإذا أراد المتلفظ أي المتلو مخلوق فنقول هذا باطل لأن الملفوظ أو المتلو هو كلام الله تعالى وليس بمخلوق، وأما إذا قصد لفظي بمعنى التلفظ الذي هو فعل العبد فنقول نعم فعل العبد مخلوق، لكن أيضا لا نستعمل هذه العبارة لأنها موهمة، نستعمل يعني العبارات الواضحة الجليلة. أورد بعد ذلك يعني عدة آيات نختم بها إن شاء الله ونصلي العشاء، آيات كريمة في إثبات تنزيل القرآن من الله سبحانه وتعالى، أن القرآن الكريم منزل من عند الله سبحانه وتعالى.
إن هذا القرآن يقص على بني إسرائيل أكثر to talk about the Quran being sent from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Like in Surah An-Naml, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, indeed this Quran relates to the children of Israel most of that over which they disagree. And this is a book which we have sent down. And in Surah Al-Hashr, Ayah 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we had sent down the Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and coming apart from the fear of Allah. And in Surah Al-Nahl, Ayah 101 and 103, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا, and when we substitute a verse in a place of a verse, and Allah is most knowing of what He sends down, they say, O Muhammad, are but an inventor of lies, but most of them do not know. Say, O Muhammad, the pure spirit, Jibreel, has brought it down from your Lord in truth to make firm those who believe and as guidance and good tidings to the Muslim. And we certainly know what they say. It is only a human being who teaches him, the Prophet. The tongue of the one they refer to is foreign, and the recitation, Quran, is in clear Arabic language. They mentioned that a Roman man, a Christian, was in Mecca. They claimed that the Prophet has learned from him and have they claim that this non-Arab has taught the Prophet ﷺ the Islam, and he followed what the teaching of that Christian man. But the Quran is arguing, how could that non-Arab teach such an Arabic teaching, and the Quran is in a clear Arabic tongue. How could this non-Arab be giving the Prophet a Quran that not in his own mother tongue, but in a clear Arabic language, which the Romans did not speak? So it could not be a teaching of what you are saying, and this is what these verses in Surah Al-Nahl says. And those Orientalists who claim that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam learned the Quran from Buhayra, a Christian monk in Syria, and the known fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not go in there except for trade, and it was few days. How could that monk, and it has never been known that the Prophet ﷺ has accompanied him or stayed with him. He met him on the road once. That is an absolute false. Kuffar also claimed that say that the Prophet learned from that Roman smith. He had not been known for any knowledge of any sort, and at the same time he didn't even speak Arabic. They try to claim that the Prophet did not come up with this Quran by himself, but was taught to him by others.
إنما تتنزل على السحرة والكهنة وكذا الذين يأتون بالضلال والباطل ويسعون بالإفساد بين الناس ويحضون على الفواحش والمنكرات لا تتنزل الشياطين بالحق والنور والهدى
The shayateen or the satans or the devils do not come except for wrongdoing and bad doing things. So how could that has to do anything with what the Quran came to teach, righteousness and goodness and justice and mercy and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How could that, as they claimed before, that is a talk of the shaitans? So these verses are all to prove that the Quran came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the words of the Quran, and He has sent it through Jibreel alayhi salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also we understand from these verses and it initiated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to him it goes back. And people will open the Quran and the Mus'haf, then they will find the books all clear, white, no writing in them, and those who memorize the Quran, it will also be, they will forget all the words of the Quran. The Quran will all be taken from the people's hearts and from the books. And then in the hereafter, in Jannah, the Muslims will enjoy hearing the recitation of the Quran. And it will be a mean of joy and enjoyment for the people of Jannah then. As they heard it in dunya, they will hear it in Jannah. We stop here today and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from what we said and heard.
ما استدللنا عليه من القرآن تأتي استدلالات من السنة، وأكثر هذه الاستدلالات مرت بنا في أثناء الشرح يعني، فإن شاء الله في الدروس في الدرس القادم يعني نمر عليها سريعا، لأن أكثر الكلام سيكون مكررا مر علينا من قبل.
We have been through all the verses regarding the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sunnah proofs for Allah's names and attributes we will go through them fast, since we covered most of them through our sunnah.